Yeah, so I don't know that teachers or really any education professionals, from bus drivers, custodians, office professionals, administrators, I don't know that they're ever going to be compensated fairly. But I don't think anybody goes into education to become wealthy in a financial manner. It's an extremely rewarding profession with the relationships that you develop. So what can local boards of education do is we can make sure that we negotiate in honest good faith with the teaching entities when we're negotiating contracts, that we're looking at what can we do to make sure that we're at least keeping up with the cost of inflation or just the cost of living, but make sure that we're being a champion for the work that is done in public schools. That certainly includes teachers, but it's more than teachers. Teachers are vital, but there are so many other positions in the school district that have an impact on child's experience. And so I think just making sure that verbally and outwardly and with advocacy in the public that these individuals and the work that they do being championed, you can certainly do that verbally and at the board table and certainly face-to-face, too.